Hello and welcome to the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, no longer occasionally known as the mayor of PHNX.
You're official,
just,
Derek.
Just
you're
straight up officially known as the mayor of PHNX. We're so happy to have you guys here. Of course, this show is brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use our code of PHNX, and simply for making a $1 bet on any NFL game, you will get $100 in free bets instantly, as long as either team in that game scores a point. You know what I'm going to say here. You know how long it's been since the last 0-0 tie. No longer to beat. I don't need to beat it up anymore. You go do that. Get your free money. Make your money with free money. There's no better way than to bet than with free money. And I'm going to give you yet another pick of the week, even though yesterday I tried my best to tell you guys what to go bet your money on in the NLDS finale. Of course, I'm joined by the guy that picked incorrectly on who you should bet your money on. It's Thunderstick Jesse Friedman.
I go by Vice Mayor.
Actually, oh, that is right. Yeah. Excuse me. Thunderstick has been retired. It is the vice mayor of PHNX, my friend Jesse Friedman. How are you after watching that big game five between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants last night?
That freaking check swing, man.
That damn check swing.
Let's face it. I think it was an 0-2 count. So, like, the odds, I guess it would have been 1-2, right? So The odds of like anything realistically changing if that goes the Giants' way, which it should have, is not really very likely. I mean, you're 1-2, you know, 1-2, two outs, runner at first against Max Scherzer. Like, let's face it, there's probably a less than 20% chance of the Giants coming away with a run there. But nonetheless, I mean, like, for as good of a series as that was, and Derek, it was good. I mean, that
so
was
good.
That series was tremendously fun to watch, especially last night. I know there was talking about Thursday. I know there was a lot of buildup going into that game, but it like so lived up to it. Even though there weren't that many runs scored, there was just so much intensity in every moment of that game. And it lived up to it, Derek, up until that last moment when it was like, really? Like, we're going to end this that way? And I think a lot of people were unsatisfied, and I was certainly among them.
You're right. And I think the problem here is that realistically what we were talking about was an overpowering pitcher in Max Scherzer, who, as I said in a tweet, probably made the decision himself to go out there and pitch.
Roberts had literally just said going into that game that it was like highly unlikely or something like that,
uh-huh,
Max Scherzer would be available.
Yeah, and Max Scherzer went out to the bullpen and sat there for a little while. And then when they called, he answered the phone and was like, no, I'll be ready, and hung up. And Dave Roberts was like, well, I guess we're going with Scherzer. But Scherzer was dominant in that performance, even though he allowed a runner to get on. That runner got on by
error.
Justin Turner. Right. Exactly. It's not on him. It's on Justin Turner. He got and Turner of all people, who's normally so reliable there at third base, got ate up by a ball. And, you know, we had the, not just the tying run, but the winning run in this series, that has been so incredibly good, not just in this series, but all season long between these two teams. We're talking about a regular season series that the Giants won 10-9. The Dodgers eventually evened it out in this playoff series. So when all is said and done, in 24 games, these two teams split the series 12-12.
Wow.
You know, it was by far the best rivalry in baseball, right? Two of the five games in the playoff series were decided by a single run. Los Angeles still outscored San Francisco by a ton because of some of those more lopsided victories, right? But
yeah,
you know, we saw Logan Webb just pitch incredibly
Webb,
in two of the of these games, and you know, end up getting the no decision in this one after allowing one earned run and four hits.
I tweeted this the other day. I don't know if you saw this, but Logan Webb used to be that guy in MLB The Show that the, you know, in MLB The Show, at least like maybe like a year or two ago when the game was a little bit older. At least this happened then all the time. The opposing manager just like inexplicably goes to like their worst bullpen arm like every single time. At least like, I don't know if that's just like a me quirk or something I have with the settings or something, but the Giants would always put in this random dude named Logan Webb who had a rating of like 64 or something. And it was so, it was like honestly frustrating because I was playing as the Diamondbacks, you know, we were making big moves and I would just feel like the video game manager would just hand me games by putting in Logan Webb in the fourth or fifth inning. And it's like, wow, I'm just going to pound this guy out of the park.
Yeah. And you're going to pity me like this. You're going to put this guy in.
Yeah. This is just insulting. And then, oh gosh. I mean, I hope they don't put in Logan Webb in a more recent version of the game where his ratings have been updated because do you see how much his sinker has so much movement?
It's so stupid. Like, and the thing is that like it makes hitters look so silly, but that pitch looks like it's coming in on you so much that it's going to hit you. That's the reason why you end up looking like such a fool. Like it's incredible. The movement.
There was a time when Ketel Marte, we also tweeted this out from the account, but Ketel Marte once like he backed away from a Logan Webb sinker that actually finished on the outer third of the plate because it has that much movement. It has that much arm side run. And it is crazy. Maybe it's only nasty. To be matched by Blake Treinen.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Another guy that was just pulling witchcraft out there on the mound, right? I mean, that's why this series was so good. These teams are so good. And it's also this weird David versus Goliath battle as far as spending goes, with the Giants just, you know, proving that a team that spent half the amount of money as the opposition can still get the job done or at least be, you know, as good and hang in there. This was a battle. Neither one of these teams really won the NL West or anything. It really just came down to them splitting it, with the Dodgers doing it at the right time and having the opportunity now to advance. And who's going to beat the Dodgers at this point? I don't foresee that. I think what really sucks, though, going back to that damn check swing, is that realistically it was, you know, Wilmer Flores, who, again, another former D-back. And
Wilmer Flores is just such a solid, like, he is the same player every single year. You always know what you're going to get out of Wilmer Flores.
And that's another reason why I wish the Diamondbacks would have hung on to him. I really liked him more than anything. It was the way that Mets fans like literally cried about him leaving New York to come here, right? Like that said something special to me about him without knowing much about him as a player. Like it seemed like more than just a fan favorite. It seemed like the kind of guy that, you know, helps your club win ball games and makes fans fall in love with him when he's doing it. But he was 0-4 his lifetime against Max Scherzer in this at bat. It was more exciting, you know, when late night Lamont was up there getting ready to prove that he once again could do his thing against an opposition late in the game. But I did not believe in Wilmer Flores. I had money at this point on the Dodgers, and that's all I cared about, Jesse. That's all I cared about was seeing Scherzer close out this game.
And wow. When I saw it was Wilmer Flores on this podcast? That is all you cared about is seeing ex-Diamondback Max Scherzer shut down. Wow.
Wait, Max Scherzer, now current Dodger. Shut down the team he's facing. I feel gross. Like, I'm going to go need to take a shower.
I think we're losing listeners as we speak. It's fine. Because of your absurd takes, Darren.
I will bribe them with part of the $157.20 that I won betting on the Dodgers. But you got to understand, again, this is the beauty of betting on baseball. Even when you don't really have a horse in the race, you can have a horse in the race, Jesse. And sure. I did last night. I had a couple of them, and they all came through for me as far as Julio Urias throwing 5 strikeouts, even though he didn't start the game. The Dodgers and the Giants not having one of their blowout games, because I just felt like that wasn't going to happen. So I kept the under at 7.5. and I chose the Dodgers to win. When Flores was at the plate, knowing Wilmer from his time as a Diamondback, I was at 99% for my confidence level. It couldn't get any higher. I knew that Max Scherzer was going to, you know, just dominate this at bat. The problem I have with it is, like, Wilmer didn't even look like he was anywhere close to it, right? So it's easy to have the opinion. Yeah. He was going to strike out anyway. I felt like that was exactly how I felt. I didn't even think that it was going to be that controversial afterwards, considering how just kind of how lost in the at-bat he already looked against Scherzer, just in general, right? He wasn't up there giving a confident at-bat. He looked like he was struggling a bit. But I will say, just to play devil's advocate, what a fairy tale that would have been to have a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth by a guy that's not your usual suspect, by a guy that was 0-4 the world against the pitcher he was batting against with one on, with two outs. He steps up to the plate and cranks a home run into McCovey Cove. Giants win, right? Like, what a magical moment that would have been, that people would not have stopped talking about until the end of time. Like, that, you know, it would have played out like a movie. I think at the end of the day, if I was a fan of the Giants, I would feel robbed of that by this check swing, because he probably would have struck out. And even if I was a fan of this team, I would probably be pretty confident that's the way this was going to go. However, with that fairy tale lingering in my mind, I can't help but think how much we were robbed of that potentially happening, right?
It is a fairy tale. I mean, those are some long odds there, but
I know. Like I said, I know, right? But that's how shit happens, right? Sometimes you can't even explain it. You don't even know why, but now this guy's, you know, jersey's hanging up in the Hall of Fame, you know, 25 years later or something, right? That's just the way things in baseball can happen, because of it being such a weird, fickle sport that you can never predict.
Okay, so speaking of the fickleness of baseball, do you want check swings reviewable? I know this was something a lot of people were clamoring for yesterday. I'm like, that you just can't. I mean, like, I want to get calls right, but like, baseball is probably long enough. I don't know if we have time to review every single time one of those.
You're not wrong. I think it's like everything, though. It's why they review every touchdown in the NFL. It's like anything else. They just want to make sure that they got the call right, and they don't want to rob either team of a guy getting away with something that they shouldn't have gotten away with. In this case, a check swing, like, robot umps isn't going to help a check swing. Reviewing it might not help a check swing. The problem here is that it's really up to the judgment of that first base umpire. What did he see down the first baseline? Because a check swing isn't always just whether or not you cross the plate, right? A first base ump is taught, if he sees the head of the bat pointed at him in any way, that was a swing, because that person swung the bat at an angle too far for it to be considered a check any longer. Some first base umps are more forgiving. Gabe Morales was not. I think the problem with that I have is there was a delay in his call just enough to make me feel like he did not see it. So his judgment in the situation was to go with a strikeout. That is so unfair, because I feel like referees, umpires, all these officials are kind of taught to not let it come down to them at the end like that. If it was a call by the home plate umpire because the guy threw the ball right through the strike zone, that's different. Or if it was a questionable call because it brushed a corner or whatever, even that's different, because obviously the K zone that we see on TV is different than the actual strike zone the umpire is calling. Mm. When it comes to this, though, it's another thing that you're not going to really easily correct. You know, you're not necessarily going to have a camera angle right there at what the first base umpire saw. It's not that easily reviewable. And again, it's down to his judgment. So I just don't know. I think there's always going to be a human element in being an umpire in baseball.
Yeah.
Right. You're never going to get rid of that. Even with robot umps, they're just going to call the strikes and the balls. There's still going to be a home plate umpire that calls check swings and, you know, whether someone is out at home plate and all that. They're, you know, nobody's losing their job as much as we want, you know.
Could you imagine Angel Hernandez robots? Fired. Could you imagine if they had robots?
Well, I want real robots. Like... Yes. No, I want, they say it's just going to be like a camera. Bullshit. Yeah. I want an actual robot wearing some sort of cool robotic, like umpire mask to protect the camera and stuff behind it. Yes. But I want it to have like a little mouth and I want it to make ridiculous strike calls. Like I want it to do the punch out and stuff.
Yeah.
Do everything. Right. That I want Johnny Five out there. Just punching motherfuckers out. Just, yes. That's what I want. I want that from robot umpires, but
I mean, I think the idea of them is that the umpire is still there and just makes the call themselves.
Yes.
But they just do what the machine tells them to do. Well, but yeah. I'm with you, Derek. I would rather just who needs someone there? Let's just make the robot the person.
Come on. We're all going to get replaced by robots one day, even Jesse and I. Okay. Artificial intelligence is growing at an exponential rate. So
right.
I'm sure before we get 10 seasons into this, you're going to be with 00100011110 and his pal 11000010. But I want to tell you to go spend your ones and zeros on DraftKings on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, DraftKings is the official sports betting partner of the NFL, and new customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. It's just $1, and all they got to do is score a point. Use our code of PHNX to do so. You can also get into some same game parlays, which I am going to give you another DraftKings pick of the week a little bit later, but you can get into the same game parlays and just combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. You can combine all sorts of prop bets for players, how many yards quarterback's going to have with the over under. You can combine it with the line, everything, you know, all that stuff in there. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. And just a reminder, use our code of PHNX and you will get that $100 in free bets for betting $1 on any NFL game as long as either team scores a point. 21 and over only, Arizona only. Gambling problem? Dial 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And Jesse, we are, I will have an article posted with my thoughts on the Dodgers-Giants series, even though I know it's not D-backs related, because I feel like this series shouldn't come down to that damn check swing. This series between these two teams were too good, and I will give you all of the reasons why I think that is. I know, Diamondbacks fans, you probably don't care. However, I hope you take time to check it out. I promise you we will return to your regularly scheduled D-backs writing coverage soon, and you can get all of that coverage. Jesse, I promise Jesse will never write an article like this. He's disgusted by me even doing it, but
I just think that was a hilarious pitch you just gave, Derek.
I did.
Yeah, you guys probably won't care, but if you
I know. Well, here's the thing. I've seen some very negative reactions to us talking about this series being so good. I understand where people are coming from. Sure. I, as I have expressed in the past, still absolutely hate Robert Horry to this day, and I will never change my position on that. You can feel free to hate the Dodgers, the Giants, the Padres, even the Rockies, all at the same time. You can hate their owners. You can hate their players. You can hate the mothers of the players for all I care. That's on you. Wow. I just want to say sometimes you got to give credit where credit is due. And that's what I feel like I express with this article. No matter what you say about this series, whether you hated these teams, whether you think that the check swing was or wasn't bullshit, the point I am making in this article is that this year, these two teams had the best rivalry in all of baseball. And it was probably what I can't foretell the future, but I'm guessing will probably go down as the best series in this playoffs and possibly the best series in any playoffs over the last few years. I know that's a bold thing to say with how some of the World Series have gone and some of the more critical games, but I just can't believe the parity in these two teams and how close it came down to these, you know, to one of these teams ending their season and one of them going on to potentially become the favorite for the rest of the playoffs, you know, up till the World Series. And you can get that on gophnx.com. I hope you enjoy it, even if you hate both of those teams with all of your heart. You can become a member at gophnx.com either by getting an annual membership, which will get you a free t-shirt from the phnxlocker.com, or you can do the month-to-month option and you'll get your first month for 50 cents. I've been told that I am selling you guys on the price of the month-to-month option incorrectly. And I've been telling you it's the price of a tall caramel macchiato. Apparently, it's more like the price of two tall caramel macchiatos per month. So, oh, forgive me. It's two caramel macchiatos a month. But pretend like you're buying Jesse and I each one every month. And we will just open up our brain knowledge to you. And maybe we'll even do some video series that we've been promising to do. We have a lot of fun highlights from this season that we want to break down and
a lot of good highlights from this season.
Do you hear him? You hear that? That's he's being disingenuous right there, right? You hear that in his voice. And the reason why is because Jesse doesn't feel the same way about this season. I think this was a magical season that delivered lots of enjoyable moments, even though it was also like watching the Titanic break in half and sink to the bottom of the ocean.
You didn't even get your number one overall pick, Derek. I don't know how you're suddenly the positive one.
Shut up, Jesse. Anyway, you can see, look at all this that you're getting on gophnx.com. I don't even need to sell you on it anymore, but please become a member. This month's or this week's option for members or discount, I believe, was to buy a Cardinals shirt and get another one at 50% off. So just an example of the great things that you'll get as a member. You can also be part of our Discord. I said it the wrong way.
Just say it, Derek. Stop thinking about it. It's like when they say a pitcher needs to stop thinking and just needs to throw it. You just need to throw the pitch.
Okay, hold on. Stop talking. Let me do it. Join our members only Discord. Was that right?
I still think you thought about it, but it was more accurate. It was better. Yeah.
It was in the strike zone.
It was. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
I ain't getting there yet. But I will tell you, you can join our Discord. I'm saying it wrong again. But anyway, and get away from all of the other BS on social media and just talk sports with your fellow PHNX members, like my favorite member, Chris, who is on our Discord, I think, lately, and always sending us all sorts of lovely messages and lovely things on Twitter. I love you all. I'm not just singling one person out, but I kind of am. Anyway, Jesse, we have the rest of the playoffs now to look forward to without the Diamondbacks. Again, it's like the meme we posted. We are Squidward looking out of the window at everybody else having a great time. But we have the ALCS now set with the Red Sox and the Astros, and the NLCS between the Dodgers versus the Braves. So my question to you, as you have proposed to other people, who's going to stop the Dodgers, Jesse? Who is going to stop the Dodgers?
I don't know. I'm not so sure. No, I think it's possible, right? Like, these are some good teams. These are some good teams that are left over. I think the Rays were really the team that I was like, yeah, I really think, you know, I might even favor them in a series against the Dodgers, but the Braves are a little bit dicier. I will say that their rotation for the playoffs is pretty good. In the NLDS, they just went with three guys. They went with Max Fried, Charlie Morton, and Ian Anderson, who are all pretty solid pitchers. I mean, I'm not going to say that that's the same as, you know, Max Scherzer, Walker Buehler, and Julio Urias, but it's not that far away to the point where, you know, you couldn't even possibly imagine the Braves coming away with some of these games. And their offense, I think, also has a lot of things going for it. A lot of people might not know that Austin Riley hit 303 this year with 33 home runs and drove in over 100 runs, over 100 RBIs, and had an OPS of like right near 900. So he had a really good season. Freddie Freeman obviously is great. Ozzie Albies had another good year. Dansby Swanson finished the year really strong. So he wound up with almost 30 homers once the season was all said and done. I really wish Ronald Acuna was here. I would really feel like the Braves, you know, I mean, if he was there, then I think it's obviously a huge game changer. But you're going to pick the Dodgers. I mean, at least I'm going to pick the Dodgers. I think you kind of have to. But it's not, you know, it's crazy things happen in this game, right? And you really never know what could happen.
It felt like the Brewers were going to be a really strong playoff contender, and they kind of fizzled out against the Braves. I think the thing about the Brewers is that they didn't have a strong end of their season, and it just goes to show it's that you got to keep that ball rolling. It's better to catch that fire towards the end. But again, even that didn't prove to be very helpful for the Cardinals, who ended up in a one-game playoff, you know, wild card playoff game with the Dodgers, who are still just a better team at the end of the day. All of these games have been very close, you know. That's the difference, is these good teams, they can hang with the Dodgers. The problem is that once you make a mistake, you know, once you get behind by a run, the Dodgers can just slam the door on you and make sure, especially with what Dave Roberts did in this game. You have to give him credit for his ability to manipulate Gabe Kapler just enough to, you know, make him change his lineup and go do something differently, because he had no idea really what Dave Roberts was going to do at the end of the day. You know, he brings in Kenley Jansen in the eighth, and he brings in Scherzer for the closing, you know.
Yeah.
It was a wild thing, but very reminiscent to me of what the Arizona Diamondbacks did to win a World Series. Just going balls out and doing whatever you can to win what they probably saw as the most important, you know, series in this whole thing. You get past the Giants, everything gets just a little bit easier for the Dodgers. Yeah. I feel now at this point, their biggest obstacle is going to be not taking any of these teams left in the playoffs lightly. I think it ends up with the unfortunate event of the Astros versus the Dodgers, which has a great storyline. It's very compelling.
I don't know how unfortunate that is. I mean, that's kind of, I mean, it's unfortunate from a Diamondbacks perspective. We never want to see the Dodgers in the World Series, but
nobody likes the Astros right now. Right.
Right. But it's Astros, kind of fun though. I mean, these teams kind of hate each other. So
they hate each other so much, Jesse. And not only that, right. But like, rightfully so, they did. These aren't like, oh, we got in a fight because our pitcher threw inside.
Yeah.
No, this is, you stole a championship from us. This is like when you tell somebody that it is on sight. You know what that means, Jesse? On sight. That means when I see you, we are fighting wherever it is. Ooh. We could be at a funeral. I'm going to fight you at a funeral. So that's what it feels like between the Dodgers and the Astros. Obviously, some time has healed these wounds a bit. They've played each other, so none of this is anything crazy, but it still feels like it's going to be a very heated situation if it ends up there. Yeah. And to be honest, that's kind of the drama I'm looking forward to. I think both of those teams are better than the teams they're playing in the championship series. I think there's a very high probability that we will see the Dodgers versus the Astros. And man, I don't know what Dodgers fans are going to do if the Astros beat them in the World Series again. That's all. I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a hard sell. I mean, the Astros are starting, you know, Framber Valdez in their first game against the Boston Red Sox. Like, it's just not. And Lance McCullers is hurt. They really need Lance McCullers back.
He's probably
the best starting pitcher they have. So, I mean, there's Zach Greinke, but he's not really stretched out right now. And I think they're planning to use him mostly out of the bullpen. So the Astros are, I mean, it's honestly tough to really both the Astros and the Red Sox kind of have a problem in that their starting rotation is just not, it's just not quite to the same level. I mean, the Braves is maybe right there with them. I kind of like their trio, but no one's competing with Walker Buehler, Max Scherzer, and Julio Urias. I mean, that's three Cy Young candidates all on the same team. I mean, no one's competing with that, but there's some fun storylines here. Don't count out the Red Sox. I mean, their offense is really, really good. And without Lance McCullers, the Astros pitching staff gets a little dicey. This is probably just going to be really high scoring and really fun to watch. I mean, both of these teams have unreal offenses and I'm just stoked to, as much fun as this Giants Dodgers thing was, I'm kind of stoked for like a 7-7 game in the ninth inning rather than a 1-1 game. You know, it might be kind of a fun change of speed.
Well, Jesse, we all know how the Houston Astros used technology to get what they wanted. And I just want to remind everybody how you can use technology to get what you want.
How long have you been sitting on that line
there? Oh, like 15 minutes, Jesse, like a good 15 minutes. But you can use our code of PHNX over at manscaped.com and get 20% off of your order and free shipping. And we're talking about the whole package for your package. They have the performance package for your package over at Manscaped. And you can get that, again, with that 20% off coupon using our, as I like to call it, the skeleton key on the internet of PHNX, which you can just plug in at any website you go to and see if it works. But the performance package 4.0 from Manscaped, it's a great grooming and hygiene routine to make sure that the boys downstairs are as smooth as Max Scherzer in the ninth inning. You can get the Lawnmower 4.0 to make sure your outfield grass is nice and trimmed. And also, as I keep telling Jesse, age will sneak up on you. So you're going to need that weed whacker to get the nose and the ear hair trimmed. I mean, I swear to God, Jesse, I did it right before I left from Las Vegas. And I don't know if I missed it or what, but I get to Las Vegas. I'm trying to look cool and going out with my wife and my duds. And just some big old ear hair sticking out, just reminded me of how old I actually am. So use that weed whacker with its ridiculously overpowered 9,000 RPM motor to get every hair. And also, don't cut yourself, right? Keep all of yourself. Prevent those nicks, snags, and tugs with all of Manscaped's products. And Jesse, we're still going to talk about that ball toner, but I want to remind everybody that's PHNX at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping. Also, use our code over at DraftKings Sportsbook app, PHNX, to get that $100 in free bets for betting $1 on any NFL game, as long as either team scores a point. And I want to talk to you a little bit about scoring some points. So this week, I'm going to give you our DraftKings pick of the week, which is a pick I actually made, not just something I think is a good idea, but something I committed my own money to. Which,
wow. So you normally give picks that you're not invested in. You're like, yeah, you guys should throw your money.
It's here or there. You know about my parlay from last night. So I'm not going to say that. I took the Cowboys when I told you to take the Cowboys. I took the Cardinals when I told you to take the Cardinals. Those all won. A couple of the ones didn't work out for me, but that's what happened. You win some, you lose some. At the end of the day, the important thing is you come away on top. And
you got your five strikeouts, right?
I got my five strikeouts. Yes. Yeah. Even though there was a weird situation with DraftKings last night, canceling the bet because Urias didn't start, they did go back and change that and gave me my money. So that was a beautiful thing. DraftKings, sometimes the computer does stuff and it just needs a human to go take a look at it and rectify it. But I'm going to tell you guys this. I am steering clear of the Arizona Cardinals this weekend.
Wow.
It's too risky. They have too many key players out, and the Cleveland Browns are just too good of a team. So I can't confidently go with the Cardinals.
Zach Ertz can't play yet, right?
Zach Ertz is ineligible until next week, correct? Rodney Hudson is out. Chandler Jones is out. There's just too many key players out for me to feel comfortable. So I am going to go with a division rival that I feel a little bit more comfortable about. Again, I know you guys hate me for this, so I'm just riding that wave of hate, and I'm picking the Los Angeles Rams this time.
Wow. You're just a straight up LA sports fan, Derek.
Yeah, I'll put on the hat. Give me the hat. You're wearing the LA sports
Derek
brand hat.
Is wearing a Roscoe's shirt right now, people. It all fits.
He's not lying.
You're not even from here.
Who am I anymore? I don't know who I am anymore. But anyway, I'm taking a same game parlay on this because I think the Rams are going to annihilate the Giants. I took the spread at 8.5. I took the under because I don't think the Giants are going to score many points. And the under was kind of low at 48.5, but I'm still taking the under. And then I am taking the over for yardage on Matthew Stafford passing yards of 249.5 passing yards. It is a +600. So again, nothing crazy. If you want to go with a more crazier parlay, you can do multiple game parlays. You don't have to just do the same game parlay. You can add more legs to a same game parlay. You can get crazy with it. I try to do my best to keep it within reason as far as winning. And I try to use my limited knowledge of sports to do so. So you can do the same over on the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use our code of PHNX. Jesse, I want to talk really quick about what the D-backs playoff roster from this playoff would look like.
Oh, gosh.
I know. It's sad. It's sad. But I was taking a look at some of, you know, not the teams that are out, the teams that are still in. I'm talking about all the teams that made it into the playoffs, whether they were a wild card or whether they were a playoff team. But this is a pretty good team when you look at it, right? We got Max Scherzer. We got Zach Greinke. We got Dominic Leone. We got Evan Marshall. We got Brad Boxberger.
Yeah.
yeah. man, I mean, some of it plays out kind of like, I don't know, like I'm I'm singing the song from like Hamilton. It's like Max Scherzer, Paul Goldschmidt, and AJ Pollock, you know, so I don't care, but there's still enough. Eduardo Escobar, JD Martinez, swoon. Yes. There's a lot of good players in the playoffs that are former D-backs, and then there was Wilmer Flores, who has the controversial damn check swing. What are your thoughts though on this playoff roster? Does it make you sad? Are you indifferent? How do you feel about the success of all of these guys, the teams they're on, and the fact that they are no longer D-backs?
It's a pretty compelling lineup, unfortunately. I mean, yeah, you can almost make an entire team.
You really out can. Of
these guys.
We need like one more outfielder, and that's pretty much it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you've got a couple starting pitchers. You've got three relievers in there. Yeah, no, it's a decent group. But, I mean, of the guys who are still in it, who are we cheering for the most? I guess JD Martinez is kind of an easy target. I think we always love JD Martinez. There's really no bad blood against that man here in the Valley.
Oh God, you're not wrong about that. All he did was come here and hit the crap out of the ball.
Yeah. And then want to come back too. He wanted to come back.
He really did.
That's another story for another day.
Zach Greinke, I think I still find myself always, just enamored with Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
He was just such an enigma of a person. He was so weird at times. He was such a funny guy at other times. Yeah, in the best way possible.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. He was like an eccentric billionaire that drives a, you know, go-kart to work or something. Like, that's what he reminded me of. Just the kind of guy that doesn't give a shit about what anybody thinks. Completely hated doing like media scrums and stuff. They always want to talk about his anxiety and stuff. I think he just hated doing it. I think mentally he's a different person that doesn't find the necessity in some of this stuff that we do as media. It's understandable, you know, especially when someone like him doesn't really give us much. Then you see him give us something like the time that he called Archie Bradley a loser in front of me. And it's like, I'll never forget that as long as I live. Right.
Did you know that Zach Greinke's contract is up this year? This is the last year of the 6-year contract that the Diamondbacks gave Zach Greinke. Of course, now he's been with the Astros for the last couple of years, but this is the end, a contract that a lot of people saw being a huge disaster for this organization. That contract is now over. And in retrospect, I'm sure we'll probably talk about this someday soon on the podcast, but in retrospect, it's hard to argue with it, Derek. I mean, he was pretty good with the Diamondbacks, and they got a decent collection of players in exchange for him with the Astros, and he's really continued to be good. I mean, Zach Greinke has never not been a pretty darn good pitcher over the life of this contract.
That's the one thing that remains to be seen, is how good some of the return for Zach Greinke ends up being for this organization.
Pretty much just Josh Rojas is really all that we know.
Correct. Sure, right? That's all that. But still, at the end of it, Josh Rojas' production mixed with the potential future production of the other guys involved in that deal still makes you feel like the Diamondbacks came out on top. It's not a deal that you question as much like the Paul Goldschmidt deal, but they are similar in the fact that, you know, they got the Diamondbacks out from these situations that they weren't going to be able to afford much longer. You know, Paul Goldschmidt wasn't going to be affordable by the Diamondbacks once he became a free agent. And Zach Greinke's deal was huge. And the Diamondbacks could see that this was not trending in an upward direction at the time with him part of this organization, you know?
Yeah. At the same time, I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about this more later, but also it's like, I mean, the reason you dealt Zach Greinke in part was because you wanted to spend that money elsewhere, right? Like, you save that money in theory to put it elsewhere on the team. And like, they haven't really done anything all that productive with, I mean, Madison Bumgarner is here. I guess that's the most that's where the money went that they made. Sure. But yeah, I mean, you'd rather,
which is weird because you just traded one aging former superstar pitcher for another one at the end of the day. You know, and then you overpaid for another one.
Better than the second one, unfortunately.
Right? And that's the thing that still boggles my mind. I didn't hate the contract because at the time I thought it was neat. I was so caught up in Madison Bumgarner wanting to come be a Cowboy here in Arizona, and I don't know why I thought it was neat that he structured his contract inward so that they could get out of the Yasmani Tomas, contract without it affecting their budget too much in that first year. At the end of the day, it comes down to what he can do for this team. We saw this year Madison Bumgarner return to what we know he can do, what we've seen in the past.
In stretches.
So the thing about it is, if the Diamondbacks can just make sure that they understand him better, even if they have to handle him differently than they handle the rest of their pitching staff, they need to do whatever they can to maximize his production and keep him at that level. I think he did well, and he didn't even have good stuff, right? Like, he was just doing it by being a seasoned veteran pitcher. He wasn't blowing anyone away with his stuff. He was just locating, and he was getting guys out. You know, he wasn't striking many people out, but he was just getting guys out. And we need more of that. And if we can get Madison Bumgarner a double-digit win season, you know, that would be a huge win, you know, to have him be somewhat of an ace, even if he's not going to necessarily be the best pitcher on this roster.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need him to be a number one. I think the team signed this contract knowing Madison Bumgarner is not a true ace at this point in his career. But the durability is what's enticing, right? The fact that he can go out there and theoretically should be giving, you know, about six innings a night, which has a lot of value on a team like the Diamondbacks that doesn't necessarily have, you know, a whole lot of bullpen weapons, and they're still very much figuring things out over there.
You're absolutely right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to remind everybody, if you're watching this or listening to this on YouTube, please subscribe to us on your favorite audio podcast app. If you are listening to us on those audio podcast apps, whether it's Spotify or Apple or whatever, please make sure to jump over to our YouTube, subscribe there, and sign up, hit the bell for notifications so that way you get all of the Arizona sports goodness that we're putting out, whether it be from us, the Cardinals gang, the Suns, or anybody else. Follow us on Twitter. I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Of course, Jesse is at @JesseNFriedman. Not all roads lead to @PHNX_sports. And that's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Jesse, who's going to win the World Series? Is it going to be the Dodgers?
Oh, man. Are you throwing that question at me in like the last minute?
I just wanted you to be miserable, and I wanted you to like think about that the whole time for the entire weekend until we get back together on Monday. I've been doing horrible things all day to Jesse, and I am wearing a Roscoe's House of Chicken Waffles. So you know what? Maybe I am a huge LA fan now. I don't know. But thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you bet on it. Go bet right now.